Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, this is going to be awkward because it's just me and you. Is bald beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Is it beautiful on men and women?
Yeah, I think so.
God, I've seen some really beautiful bald women.
Yeah, if you have a good head shape, it can look great. I think, especially for guys, because generally speaking, like, there's a male pattern baldness and stuff. And I think the key is guys try to hang on too long. And I find myself, I have a lot of hair. I'm very fortunate that way, but I don't know how long I'm going to have it. And
how old are you?
33.
Man, I think I was already losing my hair by then, dude.
My dad was too. And
he's currently bald.
I hope. I mean, I always say it's turning gray a little bit, and I was like, I don't care what color it is as long as there's some there.
Oh my God, if you had white hair.
It'd be sick.
It'd be kind of dope.
I know, I would like it. I would like it a lot.
You'd look even more like, there's something about, like, this is such a tangent, but like Deion Sanders, the coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Sko Buffs! Yeah. All the commercials that he has shot for television were clearly shot 1 or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clean shaven with black hair.
Yes.
And at this point, if you haven't seen him, he is effing Santa Claus. He has the whitest beard. All of his hair is not gray. It's white.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so cool.
It does look
cool.
You
would be that.
I know. I would love it. I would love it. I don't care. As long as I have hair there, I'll be happy. But I find myself as a guy with a thick head of hair, fortunately.
Yeah.
I see other guys a lot, and I always ask my wife, I'm like, would you still love me if I... Well, it's more so like, what if my hair looked like that? Should I let it go? Should I shave it?
Oh, like they have the like...
Right, because some guys don't look bad, or you can tell they're thinning, but they still have enough of
You're
it.
You're right, they do. Some dudes hang on for... Like, I seriously, when I had a bald spot the size of a dime, it was like...
You let it go that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. That's right. Because I do this preemptively with my wife because I don't want to be in, once you're in it yourself.
Yes.
I know it's going to be scary. I'm not going to want to shave it. So I'm trying to set like my baseline before I start losing, if I start losing my hair.
You're not going to lose your hair. Don't even put that out in the universe. You're not. You're not going to.
Okay.
But like, here's the thing. We, at the time in radio, I spent so much time in clubs. And clubs so often have black lights.
Yeah.
And when you like your scalp is white, if you have even a dime on the back of your head, it looks like a spotlight is on it under a black light. So it's like, whoong, like the whiteness of your scalp shines through. Because I remember somebody came up to me at a club and went, you've got something in your hair. And I reached up and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have anything in my hair. It's the black light is showing. And I swear it was the size of a dime. I grabbed mirrors. I had people behind me. Like, and I was like, nope, that's it.
Wow.
I don't shave my head. Like, done. Nope.
Okay. I think that's right. Because there's like YouTube channels and stuff dedicated to men taking the plunge, to shaving their head for the first time. And they always look better. 100% of the time, they look better. If they're at the point where they're considering shaving it, shave it.
But I'm going to tell you this. I have cracked my skull open so many times, never gotten stitches, just let it just heal. So when I'm standing there with the doing that, I'm like, you have no idea how misshapen your head is. Do you think your head's round?
I think it's very, very large, very round. But I have like bumps and stuff. I have like moles on it. So that's what I'd be nervous about that too.
Oh, it'd be hard for you to bick it then.
Yeah. And then I think it would look kind of strange. You'd be able to see all that.
We're never going to have to deal with that.
Okay. I like that.
Well, a survey came out and said bald men are sexy, and they've listed the 10 sexiest bald men of this time period right now.
Okay.
And I'm upset.
Why is that?
Because I'm not on the list. Now, I understand.
I wrote you in.
I understand that maybe I'm not the most famous person in the world. And maybe that's not why I'm not on the list. But Danny DeVito's on the list, T-Hack.
That feels like a stretch. Is he sexy? Is Danny DeVito sexy?
If Danny DeVito came rolling up on you in a blacklit ridden club, a black light, like, hey.
With a big Jersey Mike
you
sub.
You want a sub? Yeah. Well, I mean, let's go through the list. Prince William, hot or not?
Was gorgeous, I think. With the hair, from what I've seen.
But people, now that he's, it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
There's a good bald head to beard ratio, I think. If you don't have some facial hair going on,
so
it can get off. There are guys that pull it off, like The Rock, he's on the list.
But he doesn't have a beard, right?
Right, so there are guys that pull it off, but it's tougher, I think.
So the beard thing, I have a beard, I shave my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I had somebody say this to me, and you know who you are, John. He's like, you look like your face is upside down.
Ooh. What?
And now that hurt, it hurt me. Like, I'm like, because then it's like, you can't grow hair on top, so you grow hair. And it feels like, but I didn't grow a beard out of compensation. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I grew my back hair out of compensation, but I didn't. Yeah. Like, so there's too many, like the problem with the bald hair and beard is there's too many of us.
It's a go-to. Yeah. I think glasses, too, with the bald. If you got a cool pair of glasses.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Then that's a good look, too.
Should I do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to get my dad to do that for a while, but he.
Do we think Shaq is hot? I don't think Shaq is that good looking with the bald head.
No.
But I don't. He's probably better looking than. I don't remember what kind of hair he had. Did he
just
have
short hair? He just said,
okay.
Just short 90s cut.
Did he do the like shaven designs in it and stuff? Or?
Yeah. He had some of that a little bit when he was bald. He's been bald most of his career though.
That's what I was thinking.
He was just in college in his first few seasons.
Charles Barkley's not on. By the way, did you know Charles Barkley had a beef with our Rocky?
What?
Did you know about this?
No.
For some reason, I went down some scroll hole on the internet. Our Rocky, it's not the same guy in the Rocky suit anymore.
Okay.
Which is a bummer because that dude was.
Yeah, he was
a fiend.
He's the best.
But him and Charles Barkley used to beat. Like, it was a thing.
When he was playing?
Yes!
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Rocky would go out and, like, F with him, and then Barkley would, knock him down. Like, oh, no. And I think they were kidding, but nobody really knows if, like, they were both in on it, or they both just, like, Barkley would not pull punch. He, like, knocked Rocky down.
Oh, my. He's huge, too.
Barkley's ginormous, and Rocky's, like, 5'2".
Yeah, that's an unfair fight. Rocky looks good bald, too.
Rocky? Is he bald?
I don't know. I guess
he's
he has fur.
Is Rocky a cat?
Yeah, is he like a mountain lion?
Oh.
Isn't he?
Why is his name Rocky?
The Rocky Mountains.
Okay. Maybe. Couple more. Kelly Slater. Don't know who that is.
Pro surfer. Yeah. Looks good. Although the surfer. Yeah.
No, you got to have your hair and be a surfer.
I think he used to have long, like the blonde surfer hair. Maybe he didn't.
We'll put this whole list up on social media. I just need you people to do this.
No, he looks good. Never mind. I'm thinking of something else. Kelly Slater looks really good.
I'm going to give you the text line. It is 51059. And you can either write DeVito.
don't do this.
You're right.
You're setting yourself up.
So many people hate me so much. I want you to decide if I'm sexier than Danny DeVito. You type the word slacker to 51059.
Okay. They're coming in already.
Or DeVito.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.